USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate has voted to pass President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill. He praised the passage of the package, explaining how it will be used to help Americans.
The resources of this plan will be used to expand and speed up manufacturing and distribution of vaccines so we can get every single American vaccinated sooner than later. I believe we'll have enough by the middle of May to vaccinate. It's going to take longer to get in their arms, but that's how much vaccine we'll have.
He also said the $1,400 stimulus relief checks will be sent out later this month. Large numbers of immigrants are being reported at the Mexican border. The White House is trying to accommodate the surge. Border agents detained 100,000 migrants at the border just last month. It was the highest total in almost 2 years. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of six things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
The Minnesota Court of Appeals on Friday ordered a lower court to reconsider reinstating third-degree murder charges for Derek Chauvin, the former police officer accused of killing George Floyd. The court said that District Judge Peter Cahill improperly refused prosecutors' motions to add the additional charge. Cahill dropped the third-degree murder charge in October, saying the language of the law says the crime must involve danger to more than one person. The appeals court ordered Cahill to reconsider the prosecutor's motion. Chauvin's trial for second-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter is scheduled to begin on Monday. Poet Amanda Gorman says a security guard racially profiled her while she was walking home on Friday night. The 22-year-old, who recently recited a poem at President Biden's inauguration, tweeted that the guard followed her home and demanded to know where she lived because she looked, quote, suspicious. Gorman lives in Los Angeles, but she didn't specify exactly where the encounter occurred. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A mayor in Texas is speaking out about the lifting of COVID-19 restrictions. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, here's Dan Naraki.
Texas will lift all COVID-related restrictions for businesses and its statewide mask mandate later this week, but some are asking Governor Greg Abbott to reconsider his lifting of the mask order. Austin Mayor Steve Adler says he's all for lifting some of the restrictions on businesses, but tells Fox News he thinks getting rid of the mask mandate sends a mixed message on the state of the pandemic.
And I'm disappointed that the mandate's been withdrawn. Now, our governor has said that it's still important to wear masks, and I appreciate that. But by removing the mandate, I think we create an ambiguity. There are many people in the state that are hearing that as a message that masking doesn't work, it's not effective, or that we're past concern on the virus. And that ambiguity in communication is what I have the biggest issue with.
The NFL has broken another barrier. With more, here's USA's Jeremy Scott.
The league surprised Maya Chaka with a phone call this week, welcoming her as the NFL's first black female referee. She tells NBC's Today she never thought the day would come.
If you have a passion for something and if you have a drive for something, don't let it hold you back just because you think that something may give you some type of limitation. Just continue to work hard and always, always, always just follow your dreams.
From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Stunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.